This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke defiantly Friday in two speeches about his country's ultimate victory over Russian forces in both the most pressing battle in eastern Ukraine and the war generally. The advance of Russian forces raised fears that cities in the region would undergo the same horrors inflicted on the people of the port city of Mariupol in the weeks before it fell. Reporter Anna Shernikova in Kyiv tells VOA more bodies were found.
We know that this information is coming mostly from the intelligence and from the civilians who are there, who tell this, apparently to Ukrainian officials who still have connection with certain people. And according to the officials, today it was shocking news that another 70 bodies of the civilians, they were found under the ruins of former October plant. And this plant was one of the shelters for the civilians.
Hints of Russia's strategy for the Donbas can be found in Mariupol, where Moscow is consolidating its control through measures including state-controlled broadcast programming and overhauled school curricula. According to an analysis from the Institute for the Study of War, a Washington think tank. U.S. President Joe Biden has told Naval Academy graduates that they will be representatives of defenders and defenders of the democracy. As free societies are under threat from Russia's invasion of Ukraine to China's maritime expansion, delivering a commencement address to more than 1,000 newly commissioned ensigns and second lieutenants at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium, Biden said the Western response to Russian President